This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado oil and gas officials say impending budget cuts and a slowing energy market aren't hampering their oversight efforts. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
During a call Monday, Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commissioners said record low oil prices have slowed operations in the state. The number of wells that have been temporarily abandoned is up, but officials say that isn't all related to COVID-19. Here's Director Jeff Robbins.
I just want to quell the notion that this downturn equates to some sort of environmental issue with more orphaned wells. It's just simply, from my perspective, not the case. We will be able to continue to regulate this industry.
Officials are loosening some reporting deadlines in response to the pandemic, but they say that won't affect compliance on public health or safety. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
A restaurant in Castle Rock will be shut down indefinitely after it opened for in-person dining this past weekend. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the restaurant's business license has been suspended.
C&C Breakfast and Korean Kitchen has attracted national attention after a local journalist filmed its packed dining room on Mother's Day. On Saturday, the restaurant tweeted at President Trump, decrying the, quote, overreach of Governor Jared Polis's safer-at-home orders. Local public health officials said the opening was disheartening and unfair to other restaurants who are following the rules. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
And coming up next on All Things Considered, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has a new coronavirus message. He says we must stay alert and continue to control the virus. But Johnson also wants to ease COVID-19 restrictions, causing confusion as other leaders in the UK urge people to stay home. Then the Supreme Court on Monday has heard arguments in a case that tests whether federal laws protect teachers at parochial schools from discrimination based on race, gender, age, and disability. Coming up later this hour, Colorado continues to reopen and more people are going back to work. And that means new decisions about how and when to leave home.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to get back to that as much normalcy as we can in the midst of all of this. You know, you can't live in fear forever.
That story in about 10 minutes on All Things Considered from CPR News.